It's a pleasure to be here today and talk about biodiesel and what we see as the future of the biodiesel industry and the advanced biofuels market in the U.S. So, one of the things I think that it's important to note, and many of you who are involved in the biodiesel industry are well aware of what a challenging year 2010 represented for the industry. We had a lapse of our tax incentive. We had questions with regards to the enforcement and implementation of RFS2, and both of those questions have been answered today. We have reinstated the blender's tax credit. It is available to the industry through 2011, and the question with regards to the legal challenge of RFS2 has been addressed as well. So as we go into 2011, we have a good foundation, a good opportunity for our industry to go ahead and to develop and commercialize, even though we did go through a very challenging year. The biodiesel industry is ready to move forward as America's first commercially available advanced biofuel. And I think it's interesting that, and we need to remember just how tough this industry has been over the past few years, and it's going to continue to be a tough industry. It's going to be continue to be a difficult and a challenging business. But in spite of that, there is a tremendous amount of opportunity for the industry and for biodiesel production. I'm going to talk about biodiesel as an advanced biofuel from several different perspectives, and five of those are shown here on this slide. The first one I'm going to talk about is biodiesel as America's advanced biofuel and why that's good for America. By EPA definition, an advanced biofuel must reduce greenhouse gas emissions by at least 50%. And that is, you know, that gives us those environmental benefits. But it's also good to note that biodiesel and advanced biofuels promote energy security. They provide environmental benefits through cleaner air with reduced greenhouse gas emissions, reduced tailpipe emissions, and they also contribute economic benefits for agriculture in rural America. The industry provides a multiplier effect to the economy through the green-collar jobs that it produces, as well as the energy dollars that remain in the U.S. economy instead of being transferred overseas via imported oil. So those are good economic benefits that the industry contributes to the U.S. economy. And the other thing that I think is important for us to remember is that it is produced, advanced biofuels and biodiesel in particular, is produced from feedstocks that don't compete in our food supply. And I'll talk a little bit more about that on a later slide. This slide shows a listing of some of the advanced biofuels that do meet EPA definition for the category. And it's important to recognize just the contribution that advanced biofuels give to greenhouse gas emission reductions, especially biodiesel, where we can have as much as up to an 86% reduction in greenhouse gas emissions compared to diesel fuel or compared to petroleum. In addition, biodiesel continues to improve its energy balance, and today it generates over four units of energy for every unit of energy that's consumed in the manufacturing and processing for finished product. I want to talk a little bit about biodiesel's role as an RFS2 solution or an RFS2 fuel. And under RFS2, it requires the petroleum industry to start consuming more and more advanced biofuels. You can see here that what the categories are that that are fuel solutions for the obligation by the petroleum industry. And it's important to recognize that biodiesel is a fuel that falls within two categories. It's a biomass-based diesel category, so it's a solution for that category. It's also a solution for the advanced biofuel category. And that gives us some great opportunity for the industry to grow and fulfill those fulfill the demand in both those fuel categories under RFS2. This is a graphic that shows just how the growth of various advanced biofuels is projected to occur over the next few years. And currently, if we look at 2011, there's a 950 million gallon opportunity for biodiesel in the two categories that it is a fuel solution for. This graph just shows that how that demand curve is projected. And if you'll note, for the biomass-based diesel category, it just shows that it's pretty stagnant. And I've got a slide here that comes up following this that just addresses how that is positioned to grow. But there's a lot of opportunity in the advanced biofuel category, a rapid growth rate, and you know, this is these are the fuels that are going to be utilized to provide the solutions to the petroleum industry under the requirements of the Energy Independence and Security Act. This chart, this table, just shows the growth in the various fuels. And for biomass-based diesel, we go to a billion gallons in 2012. It can be extended or expanded beyond the billion gallons as it goes forward beyond 2012, but that will be at the discretion of the administrator of the EPA. And we think that that is given us flexibility so as our industry continues to grow and expand, that there will be opportunity for additional volumes to be going to the marketplace and be a part of the energy independence solution for our nation. A lot of potential growth for biodiesel. One of the questions that often gets asked of the biodiesel industry, especially from the petroleum industry, is there enough biodiesel available to meet the demand? And this graph just shows how our industry has grown over the past. You can see we had a huge ramp up in the late 2000 with total production topping out in 2008. You can also see how domestic consumption has grown up until 2007, and then it tended to level off. A lot of our growth came from exportation of biodiesel to the European Union. The European Union closed the trade of biodiesel from the United States coming into the European nations in 2008, and so you've seen how that has impacted our industry with a reduction in demand over the next 2 years. Again, that was compounded by the lapse of the tax credit in 2010. So we've come down. Now we're positioned to expand and grow with the demands of RFS2, and the industry can meet the requirements of RFS2 demand, both for biomass-based diesel and advanced biofuel categories. There is currently 2.2 billion gallons of production capacity that's registered with EPA today that is there to ready to produce and meet the demands required under the renewable fuel standard. Another question that often gets asked of our industry is, do we have feedstocks available to meet the demands for renewable fuels? And this is a graph that was prepared by the National Biodiesel Board that shows that in 2015, what is the projected feedstock mix for advanced biofuels and biodiesel? And you can see here that, again, with oil seeds being a major crop in the U.S., that primarily a lot of our feedstock will come from vegetable oil sources, but we'll also see growth and a trend that we're seeing now where more and more inedible corn oil coming from ethanol production being used as a feedstock for the biodiesel. Of course, a lot of fats and greases that go into biodiesel production today, and then some other feedstocks that we believe will become more and more commercialized that a lot of research and development is going on today in terms of trying to make additional feedstock sources available for biodiesel production. So we hear a lot about next generation, and you know, we're always looking for that next generation to come to the marketplace to be the solution for renewable fuels or to help us increase renewable fuels usage. With biodiesel, that next generation is here today. The capacity, the industry is there. We're ready to go, and we're ready to utilize additional feedstock sources that as they become commercially developed and become commercially available. This chart in this picture shows over 34 feedstocks that have been utilized to produce biodiesel just using current technology. There doesn't require any additional technology development, just using the technology that is used in commercial scale biodiesel production today. These 34 feedstocks have been used to produce biodiesel with existing technology. And you can see that the industry is ready for the commercialization of the next generation of feedstocks, which would be algae oil, camelina, and others that that are under development and commercialization. So we think about our industry and we wonder, well, you know, are we just going to be producing fuel? Is there a vision or is there a future beyond just fuel production? And I think that the biodiesel industry is poised much like the petroleum industry, where we can take the refining process, much like a petroleum refiner gets different value streams off of that barrel of crude or that molecule of crude petroleum oil. The biodiesel industry can also utilize and expand the biorefining capabilities to produce other value products and other value streams out of that oil or out of that fat molecule in a biorefinery type setting. So I think there's some good opportunities there. It's difficult to predict just how quickly they're going to materialize, but I think that it's something that our industry is going to be looking for opportunities, and of course that may take some technological enhancements or developments, but I think there's some tremendous opportunities because I don't believe we're getting all of the value out of that oil or fat molecule that we could be getting today. Just again, to talk about what is the capability of the industry, we have 2.2 billion gallons registered with EPA, but there's over 3 billion gallons of capacity in the industry today. We went through a huge buildup, more than the consumption could support. The industry has retracted, but now with RFS2 in place, that capacity has an opportunity to come back into production and produce. So there's over 3 billion gallons of capacity that is in the marketplace completed today. That will meet the RFS demand until the year 2013. And then it's important to also note that there are other projects that have been recently announced as far as the capability of producing advanced biofuels or biodiesel, as well as some construction projects that have been on hold until the industry was more mature. So there is additional capacity that is positioned to come into the marketplace quite easily and pretty quickly once demand dictates that it's needed. And just the last thing, or one of the last things I want to talk about, is just in terms of policy. And again, it was very devastating to the industry to have the lapse in policy. The Trade Association and the Biodiesel Board is going to continue to seek a long-term tax incentive program that will give our industry the chance to heal up from the last couple of years, a chance for our industry to get a better financial position, and then we can look at what is the opportunities beyond that. But we, right now, the industry needs stability, and one of the ways to get that stability, in addition to the RFS demand, is through a good tax policy that gives us some long-term opportunities. So in addition, you know, we'll need some opportunity to mature, and that maturity will take place along with the petroleum infrastructure as we become more and more integrated into the petroleum distribution system through pipeline movements and distribution at refinery levels. So the last thing I want to talk about is just the potential for the industry. And I think that there is a great potential here. It's not going to come without challenge. As in any business, it's a tough business. But the capacity is here. There's easy integration into the petroleum distribution system. And I think those are things that are going to help our industry grow and grow quite rapidly to meet the demands from the petroleum industry with returns to their obligations under RFS2. The last thing that I want to talk about is just the contribution that the soybean industry has made to the biodiesel industry. To date, the soybean industry has invested over $60 million in soybean checkoff funds to help support our industry, help our industry grow, go through various regulatory requirements that we had to go through to have our fuel become commercially available. But that has been complemented. That investment by the soybean industry has been complemented by billions of dollars that have been invested by the industry in terms of plant capacity. And it's also, I think, good to recognize just what the return on that investment by the soy industry has been, because the biodiesel industry is returning, and by recent analysis, contributing at least 25 cents in added value to the soybean grower at the farm level on every bushel of soybeans that is produced. Also, livestock producers getting $9 per head from cattle on cattle just from the increased demand of animal fats that go into the biodiesel industry as a feedstock source. So, again, it's been a good investment. I think that now we're starting to return that investment and show some added value back to the American farmer. And just in summary, I just want to say that biodiesel is the advanced biofuel that is here today. It's ready to respond to increased demand. The capacity is there. The industry is ready and looking forward to the increased demand under RFS2. We're providing jobs, and we're providing green-collar jobs for Americans. And we work hard in keeping U.S. dollars within the U.S. economy so that they can continue to generate additional economic stimulus within the U.S. economy, and that's a good thing. So we're optimistic. We're looking forward to increased demand and growth opportunities for our industry, and we're looking forward to the challenges ahead as an industry. So thank you very much for your time.